Hey everyone, I'm Jeff Holland. I'm a program manager in Microsoft Azure on the Logic Apps team. And this is part two of a series on building and deploying serverless solutions with Logic Apps and Azure Functions. So we've gone through in part one already. If you haven't already watched it, you should go back and check it out, or at least go check out the solution we built, because this is the scenario that we've been solving for. We're saying that we want an automated email system for a library to notify customers when they have books that are going to be due. So I want to upload a document of customer records to an FTP server. And using serverless technologies, I want to fire whenever a new set of records is uploaded, parse that CSV, pull out all the customer data, generate some beautiful emails that I can then send out to all of the customers. And in the last video, we were able to set up that solution in a number of minutes. Today, in part two, what I really want to focus on is how we can create resource templates and generate a resource group so that we have a reliable way to deploy in a consistent state this exact scenario. So before we go into building that, I want to go over some concepts at Azure that are important to understand. And the first one is around Azure Resource Groups. So you can think of resource groups as a collection of different artifacts or services within Azure that you use as part of your solution. So a kind of the most simple way to think of a resource group is you might have a website and a database. That might be a part of a single resource group. In our case, our resource group that we created was a Logic App and a function and all the pieces that we needed for those two pieces to work together. And how Azure is set up is on a series of different layers. So you have first your tools, and these are tools that you can use to interact with your Azure resources. Obviously, the Azure portal is the most common tool. You have command line tools like PowerShell, SDK, and Ruby, Python, Node, whatever, and Visual Studio tools as well. Okay, and all of those tools are interacting with what's called the Azure Resource Manager API. And what it does is it routes your different requests to go work with resources. So for instance, you might go to the Azure Resource Manager API and say, hey, I want a Logic App in a resource group. The resource manager makes sure that you have the resource group there. It checks permissions with Azure Active Directory, all that great stuff. And if it's ready to pass that information on, it's actually going to pass that on to the specific provider of that service, in this case, Logic Apps. And the Logic App service provider will go and deploy and spin up that resource in your resource group. So you can imagine a resource group could have a number of different resource providers that it's needing to talk to. And each one of those resource providers has ways to describe its resources and ways that you can deploy those resources in a reliable and consistent way, right? So we want to take this application from our first slide, this FTP email generator, and we want to figure out what's the reliable, consistent, templatized way to get all these resources together and deploy them in an Azure resource group. So let's go through and step by step walk through that process. And by going through that, it's going to clear up a lot of questions you might have right now on, well, what's this resource manager thing? What's this resource group? And how does everything play together? So let's go through and go ahead and get started with that now. All right, so here's the application that we built during part one, and this is that Logic App that's going to pull the emails off of an FTP server. And what I actually want to go and show you first is what's called the Azure Resource Explorer. And the Azure Resource Explorer is a set of tools that will actually show you, I kind of think of it like the skeleton or the API version of all of your resources in Azure. So there's a number of ways you can see it. This way I went to the website resources.azure.com. And I'm going to go ahead and navigate in my subscription to that resource group that we built in part one. And you'll notice here, I have all of those different providers. These are the different kind of resource types that you might have. So I can open up the Logic App resource provider. And you see here, this is that CSV to email Logic App. It's the same Logic App here that we built. That's the nice visual designer version of it. This is the raw bare bones skeleton version of it. Okay. This is the resource definition of that Logic App. Now, just to prove that this is one-to-one, right? I have triggers and I have actions. The same triggers there when a file is added or modified, it needs to make the action CSV to JSON. You know, you see those same triggers and action names in the definition. But again, this is the raw bare-boned version of it. And I could do the same thing with the function I deployed, which is in the Microsoft.web namespace. And you'll see here, this is the function site that I deployed. And there's a bunch of other config here with websites too that I won't need to get into. Now, one resource that's really valuable as you're getting into the resource management are these deployment templates. So each one of these resources can be created, and you can use deployment templates to create them. So here's a deployment template that I just searched for a Logic app. All right, so it's a JSON object. I would send this as a deployment template to the Azure Resource Manager API. And I have a few things here. So first, I've got some parameters. These are kind of values that I would pass in when I deploy it. So I'd need to pass in for this Logic app, the name of the Logic app, and some URI it's going to use. And here's where I define the resources that I want to deploy. Now, in this case, I'm only deploying a single resource. And you see here I'm going to pass in the name of whatever parameter they provided. Here's the test URI. I'm going to pass that in too. So you see here the parameters are going to swap out. And that's what's going to be pushed to the Logic App provider to go and create this Logic App. So if I went and pushed this exact template to the Logic App resource management, it would create a Logic App. And you can see a similar resource template for an Azure function, right? It's got a different set of parameters here. So instead of a Logic App name, it wants an app name, and it wants a storage account type because I need a storage account for a function. And they're actually using something called variables, which is similar to parameters. They're kind of calculated parameters. And you'll notice here, just in the template, I'm referencing some of those variables, and the resource management API will calculate the values for those properties and send it on to the Microsoft.web namespace, in this case, to go deploy a function. Okay. And all of these things are working together to create this resource group. So the resource group we created in part one, you can see it's a number of different resources. I've got a Logic App, I have a storage account, I've got an Azure function, I've got an app service plan. Those are all the resources that I need. And what we're going to go through is we're going to create a resource deployment template with all of those resources. And we'll go through later on about how we could do build and release pipeline as well to have continuous delivery type scenarios. All right, so let's go ahead and create a new workspace in Visual Studio Team Services. And I'm just gonna give it a simple project name. And I'm creating this project so that I have a Git repository so I can do source control on this solution. I can make sure I'm doing pull requests or continuous delivery integration type stuff. So once we create that project, it's gonna give me some repos. Now, by default, I have this nice repo here for the solution. I'm actually gonna create another one specifically for my function app because my functions themselves have code in it. And the way I've organized this is I'm actually gonna have a separate repo for my function than I do for the entire resource group deployment. All right, so there's that function app and we're gonna use that. That's gonna be the first thing we're actually gonna build. So in Visual Studio, I've installed the Azure Functions tools. I'm going to create a new project. Now, I'm going to create a solution for it, but I am for now going to not do the Git repository since I'm splitting this across two repositories. So the first one is the function project that I'm going to build. These will be my Azure functions. So in Visual Studio, I can create a function project. Here is where I could start adding new functions. You'll recognize this from part one. These are the same trigger templates or same templates, I guess, for the functions. So I could go and author that CSV to JSON function, but I've already written it, right? It's already right here. I don't want to create a new function. I just want to use this one that we've already created. So there's a few ways that I can just copy the code that's already in the portal. One of them that I like to use is just grab the FTP deployment information for that function, and you can just copy and paste whatever's deployed there out in the portal. So let's go ahead and do that now. Let's switch here. This is the FTP server that my function has my deployment information on right now. And this is the folder to the project that we just created in Visual Studio on my local machine, right? So that's the project. And I can come in here through the FTP server and see those are the two functions that I've already written and deployed in the portal. And I can just copy and paste them directly into this function product here. When I come back to Visual Studio, you'll see here's my two function apps. That's the same code that I'm running right now in the portal. I could continue to modify it here, and I can even test this in the Visual Studio function tools. Okay, so this is a good start to our project, but this is just the function code, right? If I went here and published this, all I would have would be two functions, but they're not connected. It's not this whole resource group that we had worked with before. So that's why the next part we need to set up is actually a new project in this solution, and that's going to be an Azure Resource Group project. Now, the Azure Resource Group project in Visual Studio will help me author and manage a resource group deployment template. I also have a great Logic App editor that I can use directly in this so that I can author and view my Logic Apps as resource templates. So I could choose a resource to start populating my template. So if I say I want to create a resource template with a Logic App in it, you'll come here. This should look familiar. This is just like that GitHub sample we were looking at. I have some parameters up here at the top, like Logic App name, and in this case, Logic App location. And then here's my actual resource definition for that Logic App. And if I right-click this template and say to open in the Visual Studio Designer, it's going to ask me first what resource group I want to design in. And the reason it's asking for a resource group is because when I create a Logic App, I have to create those secure connections to different connectors like FTP or Outlook.com. And those connections need to be deployed in a resource group. So you do need a resource group to design a Logic App in Visual Studio. But once you assign the resource group, you can start going through and creating your Logic App directly in Visual Studio. Now, again, we don't necessarily want to go build it in Visual Studio because we already have the Logic App that we want out here deployed, tested, ready to go in the cloud. So what we're going to do now is we're actually going to run a PowerShell tool called Get Logic App Template. This is something that you can get from the PowerShell gallery by using something like the import module command or just going to the PowerShell gallery website. But what this Get Logic App command will do is it will look at a Logic App out on the cloud, see all the connections and the references that you have, and generate a valid resource template for us. So I'm going to go ahead and write the PowerShell command right now, and then I'll step through it briefly. So let me go ahead and say that I want to talk to get the template for this Logic App that we created in part one. I have the subscription ID ready, and I want to output this template into that project. And you remember we created that logicapp.json file. Okay, let's stop here and kind of look at this command and see what's going on here, because I know that there's a lot that just happened. So the first part is I'm saying use this other PowerShell tool called Arm Client, and that's going to get me a valid authentication token and authorization token for the Azure resource provider. And I'm going to get that token and I'm going to pipe it through to this tool, which I've given it all the information for the Logic App. I gave it the name, I gave it the resource group, I gave it the subscription. And it's going to generate that template using that tool, using that token that we already got. So the final step is I just need to pipe that template through and pipe it to the .json template file that we had in Visual Studio. So when I run this command, what you're going to see happens is that if I switch now back over to Visual Studio, it's noticed that that file has changed. And if I refresh the file, what I'm looking at now is a deployment template. It's still a resource group deployment template, but now it's not that basic out-of-the-box empty one that we were looking at before. This is our deployment template. This is a deployment template for that Logic App that we built in part one. So I can come here and right-click to open this in the designer, and I already chose a resource group that had those connections during that first step. So it's going to go ahead and look at this resource template, and the Visual Studio Tools is actually going to show it here. So here's our Logic App now. We've taken that Logic App from the cloud, and we've dropped it into our Visual Studio project. And now this is a valid deployment template. We could right-click this deployment template and deploy it into any region in the entire world and have an exact copy of this Logic App ready to go. You'll notice too, all those parameters, like I could choose a resource group, I could come in here and edit the parameters. So maybe if I deployed it to West US, I wanted to give it a different name, or I want it to talk to a different FTP server. All those parameters are here for us to talk to. So I'm going to go ahead and just populate this with our FTP server to show you how you would deploy from Visual Studio. Now, I will give you this piece of advice, this save passwords as plain text. If you don't check that and you do have secure strings, you won't be able to deploy from Visual Studio. Okay, so let's kind of take a step back and notice what we have here. This is a deployment template for this Logic app that's listening to the FTP server, but it's missing a really key piece before it's an end-to-end deployment resource group, and it's missing the Azure function as part of this deployment template. This is only deploying the Logic app and the connections that the Logic app uses. So we still need to go through and add the components and the templatized version of our function so that we can deploy our Azure function along with this resource group. So you remember here we looked at this resource template for what an Azure function needs. I'm going to go ahead and just paste in the different parameters and kind of join this template with our template. So I'm pasting in here the parameters that they want of that app name and storage account type. I'll grab the variables that they're asking for and I'll paste those into the variables section. And then finally, I'll grab the resources, those three resources that it's provisioning, and I'll paste those into my resource array. So now that all those pieces are here, I can use this JSON outline tool and I can actually see all the resources that are a part of this template. So let's take a look here. I have my Logic app that's being deployed. I have different connections to Outlook and to FTP, and I'm deploying those resources for my Azure function, like the function site and a storage and app service plan. And here's the different parameters that I'm asking for right now. This is the full resource group deployment. This is the resource group that we need, right? This is the full end-to-end resource template that we've gone through in just a few minutes, understood and generated. So we're almost there. All we need to do now is make sure that all the references between the Logic app and the function are correct. And we also need to make sure that the function is getting populated with our most recent code, and then we are good to go with the build and release process. Okay, I want to step back and look at this resource group visualized because we have to do one more step. This is what our template looks like right now. Okay, we have our resource group template, and in that resource group template, we have a few things that are getting deployed. An Azure function with its dependent features of a storage account and an app service plan, and an Azure Logic app with some dependencies around a connection to FTP and a connection to Outlook. Now there's a problem here. One is that our Logic app as it is right now, it's set to call that first Azure function that we created in the portal. But we need to make sure that we're actually calling the Azure function that's in the resource group. So we're going to need to go back to the template and make sure that, hey, whenever you need to call this function as a step in your Logic app, go call the function that you deployed as an earlier step. And the other part is right now we're deploying an empty function. That function's not going to have any code in it, right? We're just deploying an empty resource. We haven't told it any code. Our code right now lives in Visual Studio Team Services. It lives in Git. So in order to fix that one, we actually need to deploy another resource, which is called a source control resource on top of our Azure function. Now this dependent resource will actually go and at deploy time, go and fetch and build and deploy our code from Visual Studio into our Azure function. And so once that Azure function has its code, we can now reference that Azure function directly in our Logic app. So those are the two steps we have left to do right now, which is we're going to go back to the template, we're going to add this source control thing, and then we're going to make sure that the Logic app is calling the function that we're deploying as part of that resource group deployment. So the first thing that I actually need to do is make sure that our code for our function is in Visual Studio or some Git repository for me to deploy to. So I've come here to our Visual Studio project, and here's the empty repository we built earlier for our function. And I'm just going to quickly go through and use the command line to take all of the function code in this current solution, commit it, and push it to this repository. Okay, so now all our code is here, right? This is that URL to Visual Studio that we referenced in the earlier slide. And now we just need to go and take this repository and make it accessible to our Azure function resource through that source control resource. So let me go ahead and show you now what that source control resource looks like. So here again from GitHub samples is an example of a source control resource on a website. And you'll see here I have the type of source control, and it needs things like the repo, the branch, And I have this flag here, which is manual integration. What that really means is, do you want to keep this up to date with the latest commit, right? Do you want this to be a snapshot, or do you want to just copy the code at deploy and not again? So we'll just leave that true for now. All right, so let's go ahead and copy this sub-resources array, and let's go find our function app site and paste that into the right spot. So we're going to add this source control resource to our function app. You'll notice it's has this depends on thing, which means don't deploy this resource until this resource is done. Now, right now it's saying it's looking for a site name. We don't want the site name to be done. We actually want this function app name to be done. So we'll just replace that with the function app name, meaning once the function app is done being deployed, then you can deploy the source control thing. It needs a repo URL and a branch parameter. So we'll just go up here to the top of our definition, and we'll go ahead and add those parameters manually. So let's go ahead and add repo URL and branch. All right, there's one more tip you need to know about to get this to work, and that's for the repo URL, I'm going to pass in this repo, but it needs to be authenticated, which means I need somehow to provide a username and a password, or in our case, a token, to access that Git at deploy time. So Visual Studio actually provides a way for you to get a token for this kind of purpose. So I'm going to go ahead and just go into the portal and create a token. I'm just going to keep the expiration at 90 days and only give myself permission to read the code, because that's all I really need this code token to do. And so now when I change the repo URL to username and the password being this new token that I just got, that's the repo URL that I can use in this deployment so that the Azure resource provider and the function provider can go and fetch that code. Now, if you remember, the very last thing we need to do is right now, if I look at this function action in this template, it's actually pointing to this specific function and this specific resource group that we authored it in. So I need to update this, and instead of saying, hey, always talk to the function in resource group CSV to email to, go talk to the function that we're going to deploy as a part of this application. So I need to update this to a resource ID of the function that will be deployed as part of the resource group and add the correct dependencies. So I'm going to use this template function, which is exactly for this kind of purpose, which is resource ID, which you can pass in the ID of a resource that will be deployed or is deployed, and it will substitute that for that resource ID. So in this case, I want to grab the resource at Microsoft.websites with the name of whatever the name is we used in this template. And in this case, since it's a function, I actually have a third parameter, which is what is the name of the function. So I actually need to come back here and update it. So it's not just Microsoft.websites, it's actually Microsoft.websites functions. So here is saying, hey, I have a relative ID, and go and fetch the resource ID for this resource before you deploy. So I just need to copy that exact same pattern for the other function that we're calling and just change the CSV to JSON to the name of the function, which will be JSON to email. And again, I'm getting those names, CSV to JSON and JSON to email, from our function code, right? If I open up this function project, CSV to JSON is right there, JSON to email is right there. So that's why I'm using those names in our resource template, is that's what I'm going to be referencing. And the last step is I actually need to add a dependency. So this is the depends on object. It tells the resource manager, don't start this resource until these resources are done. So I need to make sure that I don't deploy this logic app until my function is not only deployed, but this source control resource is finished. So I want to reference the resource ID of the source control resource in the function app name. And you notice here I said web right here, right? And the reason I'm saying web right here is because that's actually the name that we gave that resource in this earlier step. So I'm saying, hey, don't deploy this logic app until web source control thing is done. All right, so now I have a dependency, I have my code being passed in, I'm referencing the function that's about to be deployed. That's it. This is a fully automated and deployable template. I can now open this up, deploy this to any resource group in the entire world, and it's going to deploy the end-to-end resource group ready to go. Okay, I just want to show you one other cool trick, which is I can look at this resource group that I just deployed from Visual Studio and find it in the portal, and I can actually see those resources as they're being deployed. So you see here, it's deployed most of the resources already. I can actually watch the deployment real time as it's happening. So as you scroll down here, you'll see that the function's been deployed. Right now, it's doing that source control step. It's grabbing the files from source control, and once that's done, the full resource group is here. It's ready to go. So I could do this through dev, test, prod, swapping out parameters as I need. This is the full end-to-end resource group for this solution. All right, I know this was really long. We did a lot of stuff in this 20, 30 minutes. But hopefully you're able to follow along. I have the entire source for this whole solution end-to-end in GitHub linked to in the comments of this video. But aside from this, if you have any questions or feedback or need help, please reach out to our team at logicappsemail@microsoft.com, or you can reach us via Twitter at logicapps.io. So thank you very much for watching. The final part will be coming up. I'm going to take us through how you can automate the build and deployment of this resource when that source file is updated so that you can do continuous delivery of these bits through different environments using Visual Studio tools. So thanks so much for watching and looking forward to seeing you again soon.